League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. Just cleaning this show up a little bit. Pete Maravich, by the way. Yeah, he did shoot 38 times a game. He only played 3 years to set that record, by the way. 3 years of college basketball. Freshman couldn't play then.
Shot like a four-year player.
Well, yeah, I mean, the number of shots, you extrapolate that, he still probably would have led
and he
the number of
averaged
shots taken.
14 free throws a game?
He averaged 13, 14, and 14, yeah.
This is a modern-day James Harden meets Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
I mean, an old-time version of it.
44 points a game he averaged. 44.2 points a game. Yeah, in 3 years, by the way, he did this. And with no three-point line. If he had a three-point line, they're thinking he would have scored another, I don't know, however many. I mean, a ridiculous number of points. Because he took shots like that. A lot of three-point
Darryl
shots.
Moy would have hated his efficiency. Not a very, his PER. Oh, not with,
he shot 44, wait. He shot 44% from the field, and if he was his real field goal percentage would have been ridiculous if there was a 3-point line.
You keep assuming he's making those shots.
He did make those shots.
How do you know he missed
a lot of
shots.
He made a bunch of 3-point shots that would have been 3-point shots.
But I think his PER, my guess is that he was a lot better the closer to the basket than he was, like most people.
Yeah, but he did but if they
he had a lot of shots and a lot of misses too.
What would Pete Maravich? There was a number out there that somebody looked at all of his shots and how many 3-point. It would have been something that no one would ever catch.
But he was fun, but not really an impactful pro player either.
No.
He's fun. A lot of passes.
We'll see if Caitlin Clark translates.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, we'll see.
Easily. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't she? Every other player came from college, and she's better than they were in college.
Yeah.
Like, they're not coming from some magical island. They all played in college. And she's better than they were when they were in college,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Better shooter. Like, next year, if Ionescu goes up against Caitlin Clark, would you watch that in a three-point shootout in All-Star Weekend?
I would watch it if she was up against Steph.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but you could have two women going up against each other in a three-point shootout. I'd 100% watch that. Yeah. I would 100% watch that.
They say he would have averaged about 54 points a game.
I believe it when I see it.
No, honestly, I mean, Dale Brown noted that recordings of his games make clear he routinely shot beyond the 20-foot line. You watch highlights of him, it's all far the long jumpers.
I mean, yeah, terrible shots.
What? Are Caitlin Clark's terrible shots?
They're all worth two. She has a 3-point line. They're all worth two. She had a 3-point line. What are you shooting that far for when you've got... Because it doesn't make sense when you don't have a 3-point line.
Yeah, but
he shot 38 times. Like, he was a ball hog, and he took bad shots.
And they loved him at LSU.
I know. I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
they won basketball games
because of him.
He was fun.
Yeah.
He was fun. He's no Caitlin Clark. That's why she had to whip his ass.
He was actually... Okay. All right. He's no Caitlin Clark.
You're trying to be anti-Caitlin Clark and use your LSU
I'm an
guy.
Ally. Okay, as opposed to Dell.
You're immediately like saying, this guy with the mustache is better.
But Pete Maravich was much better. That's not even arguable.
Much better than what?
Much better than Caitlin Clark.
Dell, did you just hear that?
Much better.
This has turned into a guy who's dead And John's like, oh, he was much better shooting 38 times a game than Caitlin Clark. This is her moment. Why are you trying to crap on her just because she beat Maravich's stuff?
Are you, though?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's not an ally.
I'm sorry.
Apologize to our female intern, Lexi? Can you apologize
for who?
What
for
she's
John?
4 years versus 3 years. No three-point line. Dude would average at least 54 a game.
What if she shot 38 shots a game?
Oh, well, there's the rub. If she would have shot, how many times did she shoot?
She would
a game?
Have averaged 70 points
well,
a game.
Well, she did. The LSU needed him to shoot 38 times a game.
They need Caitlin to.
Yeah, and they're fine. They're fine with Caitlin doing what she's
let's
doing.
Let's not pretend. Let's do this game. Now give Caitlin Clark. Now let's do the projection of Caitlin Clark with the same amount of free throws and field goal attempts as him.
Well, but mix now it up play inside. That game.
Mix now play that game.
Softy, mix it up inside like Pete
she
did.
She does. Oh, I'm sorry. All she did is the all-time assist leader, too.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, she's not.
She's got a lot of them.
She's not the all-time assist leader.
But she got like 2,000.
No.
Why do you
No, LeBron is the one who's fourth on the list. By the way, big ups to LeBron, 40,000 points.
Oh, we'll hear from LeBron in about 20 minutes because he pulled some LeBron stuff
in the post-game.
You'll love it, John.
Yeah, I know. No. I know what you're going to play. But we promised that we would play Daniel Jeremiah.
Okay, the all-time leader is a lady named Susie McConnell, but nobody knows her. No one cares about her.
What are you talking about?
So she doesn't get any respect?
Yeah, she doesn't.
She played before women's basketball really took off.
People love her.
Caitlin Clark is fifth. She needs to come back to school and get that record, too.
LeBron is fourth, I think, all-time in the NBA, right? In assists, too. I mean, when you play for 40 years like LeBron and Caitlin Clark, then that's what happens.
No, I'm sorry. There's so many names.
Caitlin Clark has played Andrea for less than Nagy. 4 years. She's in her fourth year. Not 40.
Well, close.
Andrea Nagy has the most assists from Florida International. Y'all remember her?
No, we don't.
Yeah, nobody does because all you care about now is Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese.
All you care about is Caitlin Clark. There was a conversation in the show before ours about, you know, women and college basketball players going to the WNBA and should they stay in college and all of this stuff. Of course, Caitlin Clark should go to the NBA, to the WNBA. Do you name two? Because you can name one. Name two other college basketball women college basketball players.
No, Angel Reese.
You can name. Okay,
the blonde hair girl.
No. Dell's one. No, he's trying to pull the USC girl.
No, Juju Watkins. I already know her. I talked about her before. There, Cameron Brink up at Stanford. She's like a 6'4".
He's
what?
Right, and then okay, name your starting five.
Haley Von Lynth from LSU transferred from Louisville.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the blonde hair girl that's always trying to start.
There's a Georgia.
Oh, the gymnast?
No, nah. That's the other LSU person.
No, yeah.
Not her.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
There's a Georgia Moore. She's from another country. She plays for Virginia Tech. I'm all just going through the girls who go viral sometimes.
Boy, this is really a problem.
I'm naming
We're going into name every college basketball player.
He's trying to test me.
I can name three.
He tested me, and I got some.
Three.
No, of course she should go pro. That's the best player in the world.
Paige Buecher?
Yeah.
There's another one.
You made him do that.
Don't play with me, John.
That's on you.
I got names.
All right, now we got to take a break.
You did it.
Instead of hearing from Daniel Jeremiah, we're naming women's college basketball.
And look at the caller.
Your favorite person, Alyssa's on the phone. Your favorite caller.
Oh, Alyssa's on the phone. We'll do that on the other side.
Then. By the way, Alyssa, I'm her number one fan on this show with these other two haters.
You don't even get her last name right, Taylor Clark? Smith.
Yeah. I said Caitlin Clark.
No, Alyssa.
Taylor
Swift fan, you call her Smith.
But we're talking Caitlin Clark.
What?
A true athlete.
Oh, well, Taylor Swift is not. She's a singer. What do you mean true athlete? Why are you insulting her with that one?
All right, when we come back, we'll hear the Caitlin Clark lovers, I guess. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What we're talking about now is safes. Houston Safe and Lock. Two locations. One is called King Safe and Lock, but they're both the same. Derek is he's running both, and it's just the biggest safe operation in the history of safe operations. If you need to crack your safe, they can do that, okay? Suppose
they got safe crackers?
They got a safe crackers, yeah. Absolutely, they do.
Talk to one of those guys.
Yeah. No, because, yes, they can open a safe. Let's say somebody unfortunately dies. You don't have the combination for the safe. Well, they can get the job done there. Gun safes, commercial safes, jewelry safes. Basically, half the safes in this city were sold by Houston Safe and Lock. The biggest and the best. They've got showrooms at Westheimer and in the Beltway. And they've got one at Wirt and I-10 as well. So they got two showrooms where you can see the safes. They've got a warehouse full of safes. Where the other safe companies, you do it all online because they don't have any safes that you can see, right? So when you have a boatload of safes, you get it at a better price, and you're getting that, those safes, the best, the highest quality American security safes from Houston Safe and Lock. You need a safe. They got. They do everything. So you're looking for a safe. There's only one place to go. Houston Safe and Lock. Houston Safe and Lock. 975safe.com. That's 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports on CW.
Let's do it.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, so ladies always go to the front of the line. Is this young Alyssa, your nemesis, who just destroys you every time?
Side. No, we're on the same side of the
no,
line.
You're, no,
it is me.
It's, hi, Alyssa, how are you?
It is I. Hey, guys, good. I'm very good. Not good for you, John. And like, I don't really want to talk to you today. I'm only here to talk to Lance.
Yep.
Okay.
You're dogging on my best favorite player, best athlete of pretty much all the time right now. So.
Yeah. So you're out now.
So what about
so
him?
Let's talk. Let's talk Caitlin Clarkson.
What about him calling Taylor Swift Taylor Smith?
Don't try to deflect.
Oh,
you were bagging on Caitlin Clark.
All I need to say is that she's from the logo all the time. All the from the logo. And you don't see Pistol Pete's number on the floor. Nobody cares about him.
Dang.
Wow. Pistol Pete is the most prolific scorer in NCAA history.
Pistol Pete. Pistol Pete. Nobody asked.
No one asked, John.
We have beef now. Right. We have beef. Because Caitlin Clark is the best shooter of all of women's basketball. And men's all, apparently NCAA... all-time scoring record for men and women. So,
right. Yeah. Well, she played against women, so there's.
Oh boy!
Did you hear that, Alyssa?
The misogyny.
Right. Yeah, I know.
The misogyny.
Why
is
are
right,
we?
Alyssa.
Why are we comparing? Like, why are we comparing Gino Auriemma to Coach K?
Wins are wins, John.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a different sport. They're different sports. Why are we comparing that?
Was Caitlin Clark supposed to play against men? I thought
you don't like
that.
I thought you didn't want that stuff.
No. She's not supposed to play against men, but we're not going to compare what Pistol Pete did
against plumbers
and what Caitlin Clark did. Why don't we just compare Caitlin Clark to Ted Williams?
They don't what?
Or to Jose Altuve. They're different sports. They're different sports. Okay, so what are we doing?
Has she scored the most points in NCAA history?
For women, yeah, in women's basketball.
Overall.
In women's basketball.
Overall.
Well, who's scored the most points in volleyball? I don't know.
I don't think that's how they do that in volleyball.
I mean, it's a different sport.
It's kills and
yes, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Most kills, sure, but not most points. I don't think that's how that works.
Well, all I know is it's different sports. Okay.
Well, he just is hanging are you
bothered by this?
I'm not bothered at all by it.
Nah.
No, but
she's killing you, John.
Y'all wanna? Yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna come back from nah.
Well, you're not addressing the points, John.
I know.
Why is it
deflecting?
Why isn't Pistol Pete's number on the floor? Yeah, he's bringing up volleyball like he would know any stats.
Pistol Pete's number is on the floor at LSU.
What's Alyssa saying? You don't want us to hear.
How long ago was that? How long ago was that? I'm sorry.
How long ago was? Really?
That?
How long ago was Hank Aaron? How long ago was Babe Ruth?
She's not trying to make those points.
You know what? They played and they were great. Okay, does she have more points than Babe Ruth had home runs?
What?
Yes.
Why do you keep comparing?
Because it's a different sport.
I know. So why are we comparing
Pete Maravich and Caitlin
you
Clark?
You are. We're trying to talk
it's
about
a
Caitlin
different
Clark.
Sport.
We're just trying to talk about Caitlin Clark's greatness, John.
I know,
that's all.
And you keep bringing up Pete Maravich and Babe Ruth.
I love Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark. I do. But I'm not comparing her to Pete Maravich.
You don't have to.
Okay? Well, if you're going to compare her to Pete Maravich, compare her to Babe Ruth.
We don't have to. We're just talking about Caitlin Clark right now.
Yeah, I know. I love Caitlin Clark. I just want you to know. I think she's great. But there's comparisons and the numbers are it's ridiculous. They're different sports.
Does this sound like John loves Caitlin Clark, Alyssa?
Yes. I do.
John, wait, what?
Does it sound like he loves Caitlin Clark, Alyssa?
I love Caitlin Clark. I love watching her play. I do. I love watching her play.
Let's see what
John,
let's hear she
has John, to say. No, John. How many points did you play basketball? If I could ask.
How many points did you score, John?
Oh, I didn't play basketball.
Yeah, how many points did you score?
I didn't play basketball.
That's what she's asking.
Well, you know what? Let's compare my completed passes in college to Caitlin Clark's points because it's the same thing.
How many did you complete?
Not enough.
Quarterback.
Not near enough.
He was also an option quarterback.
Yeah, right. I mean,
I bet Pete had a terrible dual package, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Pistol Pete.
Pete actually had a pretty good
dribble
package.
Pretty good dribble package.
No, Pete Maravich.
At least a passing package. Exactly.
Go read a book. Go read a book about Pete Maravich, Alyssa, and go watch him. Go to YouTube.
It's not in HD. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
It'll hurt your eyes.
Alyssa, go look. Alyssa, educate yourself before you come on here about Pistol Pete.
Alyssa, you're just trying to overtalk Alyssa because you know she's smoking.
Alyssa, enjoy your day at school. John is not an ally. We know that to be true.
I love Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
love Caitlin Clark. Yeah, bye.
He's ops.
Okay. It was great talking to you guys.
Bye,
thanks,
Alyssa.
And you're the ops, John.
She called you the ops.
She didn't call. I got a boomer this weekend.
Well, of course you did.
Who?
Who'd you get
my
it
daughter,
from?
Frankie.
Why, what'd you say?
I forget what it was, but I got a boomer. Okay, boomer.
She did.
Okay, boomer.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah. No.
We have a group chat without you called Hey Boomer, and we talk about you.
Brad, what'd you learn this weekend? What's that? No, that's not it. Brad, what did you learn this weekend that you want to talk about?
Well, I was just going to tell you about Pistol Pete, John. I think you're right. One thing you're forgetting is not only did he not have a three-point line, not only did he only play 3 years, he also didn't have a shot clock. And so teams would hold the ball to keep him from beginning to shoot more. If he had a shot clock, he'd have shot even more, and he'd had even more points.
More points.
On top of the three-point line.
Right. No shot clock, no three-point line. No, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's not even arguable. Pete Maravich was the most proficient.
And if you talk,
was the best scorer in college basketball history. Yep.
Hey, Brad, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Baton Rouge.
There you go.
I knew it.
There you
you guys, you LSU honks just can't stand that Pete Maravich is somehow no one's bad mouth of Pete Maravich on the show.
I love Iowa.
Why are y'all trying? How did I know that?
You don't know nothing
because
about
no
Iowa.
One defends Lance. Pete Maravich except LSU people.
Lance,
but this
did he have a 3-point line yet?
But this isn't about
Lance.
Pete Maravich.
Did he have a 3-point line? Yes or no?
But she didn't take 38 shots.
All we're
Brad.
Did he have a 3-point line?
Did she take 38 shots? If you want to normalize them, who cares if he took a ton of shots?
Did he have 4 years?
Yes
no.
But Brad, why are you? Who cares about Pistol Pete right now?
Everybody.
That's
what yesterday was all about.
She passed it. It wasn't like we knew Pete Maravich sucked. Nobody said that.
No.
They're celebrating Caitlin Clark, and now you and Brad are making it about Pete.
It's just, no. This
isn't about Pistol Pete.
Yes, it kind of is, since the celebration was her passing him. That was exactly
why
it
can't
about.
They celebrate her?
Well, go ahead, celebrate it. I think she's great. But she's not the all-time leading scorer in basketball. It's a different sport.
But she actually
is. It's a different sport.
It's basketball. You're not going to let you have it.
Let's get Dylan in here. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, you can't count women's basketball because isn't the ball like way smaller and the hoops way bigger? I mean,
the hoops are the same.
Hoops are the same. Basket is a little smaller for smaller hands. Yes.
Yeah.
Basketball.
The basketball is smaller.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And plus, they have ponytails and stuff. They got to wear sports bras. You can't compare the two.
Well, guys are wearing sports bras now, too.
They're catapults.
No, those are catapults, not actually sports bras.
They've got ponytails.
Ponytails and sports bras and the jerseys fit a little differently. We can't compare. Stop it, everybody.
Yeah. You can't. And they do wear ponytails, but guys do now, too.
I'm sitting with, that's true.
Some guys.
I'm sitting with Alonzo Highsmith at the Combine, and I thought we were watching somebody run. And he's looking at the other TV in the Patriot suite, and he's like, I don't care what anyone says. That girl can play. She's awesome. Caitlin, I said, you ought to hear what John says about her. He hates her.
I love Caitlin. I think she's a great player. Great player. Bobby wants to get in here. What do you say, Bobby?
Oh, my God. What have I listened to in the last 10 minutes? The worst radio I've ever heard in my life. You're not talking NFL football. You're talking women's sports.
Thank you.
Yeah, props to the girls. They gotta play through a real, real injury once a month. You know what I'm saying?
This is the people John have raised, by the way.
Yeah, sons of John.
Sons of John.
Listen here. Hey, I'm calling in to talk football about the combine. And then I had to sit next to this jack wagon on the way up there. You guys should have seen this. This guy wanted to talk football like he was one of us.
Bobby Slowick. Hey. It's Cocky Bobby.
Cocky Bobby Slowick.
That's right, boys. I'm out of the cave. I'm out of the laboratory. I'm on the prowl for new offenses, new ways to run the ball, new reverses. I got this thing called a half reverse. You don't even go up the field. You just go halfway, and then you go the other way.
A half reverse?
Right.
That doesn't even make any sense to me. Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting because people want to
catch it. He stops, and he goes back the other way.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I actually like that play, Bobby. I can't wait to see it.
Listen here. I'm running a new offense. I'm listening to my quarterback. We're calling on the Lord and Savior Jesus. We're going to pray before every game. It's called the Revelation offense, where the Archangel St. Michael comes down and smites the defense.
That's a lot.
Wow.
I would have thought that maybe that would have been an offense that was unleashed when Jack was here.
Who's this?
It's a guy named Jack Easterby. Yeah, you wouldn't have known him. I'm glad you never knew.
Probably over there at Carolina running that garbage truck.
He's not running a garbage truck.
That organization is not known as a garbage truck, although it's an interesting name you give it.
Listen, if yours
is the Revelation offense, is theirs the garbage truck offense?
I'm not here to talk offenses with you amateurs. Sorry. I'm here to tell you a funny story that incidentally happened on my way, because that's what we do, talk about life and similar things about life and sports going on, but not about real football. I was on my way up to Indianapolis, and I had this jack wagon next to me. He's like, hey, I'm trying to do my Sudoku, right? I'm like six here, there's a four, there's two. And he's over here, he's like, hey, you know, I'm kind of in the sports business, and I laughed to myself in my head. I said, look at this guy. He's got a real face on him. You know what I'm saying? One of those guys. And he's like, let's talk X's and O's. And I said, how about you talk to the stewardess about finding a new seat, because I'm thinking of offensive greatness.
And Sudoku.
Right. And Sudoku.
Yeah, that was actually...
The guy's like, I work for NFL Network.
Lance Wirtz? Yeah.
Weren't you the one sitting next to Bobby on the plane?
I don't know if that was me.
Yeah, I think that was probably you.
This is an uncomfortable time.
Yeah,
now.
I know.
This is an uncomfortable time.
Wait, this is the guy? The same guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is the guy. This is the guy sitting next to you.
No.
On the plane.
He was asking me, he's like, let me get your number. I'm like, whoa, guy, this isn't OnlyFans. I don't know what you do for a living. He says, oh, no, I'm in football. And then I laughed again in my head. He keeps saying he's in football. Probably works for Carolina.
I don't work for Carolina. Hey, Carolina counts as football, by the way. So if I did work for Carolina, Cocky Bobby Slowick, not real Bobby Slowick, it would actually count. Carolina is not a garbage truck, and they're a real football team. They count also.
Listen, I don't want to be your friend. I'm here to be a mentor, maybe. I'll teach you how to dig out safeties on the end with a 120-pound wide receiver if you really need to know about football.
I don't want to learn that, Cocky Bobby Slowick.
Beat it, Cocky Bobby Slowick. Just worry about finding us another wide receiver.
Try to find a tight end to clear out the
safety.
Thanks
for the call, Cocky Bobby Slowick.
Not your 120-pound wide receiver, Cocky Bobby Slowick.
One wide receiver is taken off the market as we were on. Mike Evans signs a 2-year, $52 million deal with Tampa. So 2-year, $52 million deal. He is out.
Out. No, Mike Evans. He wasn't coming here anyway. There's a lot more other stuff to talk about, as a matter of fact, including Saquon Barkley. We'll do that on the other side.
Or we'll do ship talk. I don't know. Every week we do this.
Yeah, actually, we're going to do ship talk, and then we can do that.
Yes.
But right now, we're doing HRP. It's the Jackie Goss ship talk. Ship talk.
Unless he's paying, why do we have to mention his name?
Because he loves
like
it so much.
Like Free Reign.
We decided to name it after him because he loves it so much.
Free Reign is a new sponsor. They're behind What Have You Learned. We like them. Why are we mentioning Jackie?
Well, because Jackie loves it so much. If you love something so much,
I love Shogun a lot. You know what they don't do? They don't. It's not brought to people by Dell.
Yeah. No, it should be.
It's not.
Though. See, don't you wish it was?
Sure. Yes, but why are we doing that for Jackie?
So Jackie loves it so much, we named it.
You don't even know where he lives.
Time to talk about HRP. HRP, I've named it a bunch of times. I love me some HRP. Love what HRP does for us. We love HRP here. And all of you've heard client after client after client after client of ours, or just business owners in the city that have come in here and they are singing the praises of HRP because they love what HRP has done for their business. Listen, it's all about the bottom line. How much can they save you? I mentioned this a few times. They went, and I just don't get it. They went and they did an evaluation of a business and how much money that they can save them. And they came up with there was 40 employees in this business. And they said, we can save you about $150,000 a year. $150,000 a year we can save you. What? On payroll? Yes. And not only that, but your different 401ks or your insurance packages and all of that, they'll take care of all of that stuff. Not that they sell those. They give you options on the other stuff. But they said, nah, that's okay. What are you in this for? You want to make money with your business. You want to save as much money as possible. You want that going in your bottom line, not into your admin company's bottom line. If they could save you $150,000 on your business with 40 employees, imagine what they could do for your business. So find out for yourself. Go to HRP.net. Let them come and give you a free evaluation of your business and what they can save you at HRP.net.
Load and ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 836 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, time for what did you learn about Ship Talk this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, we're going to start off with some real dad energy. Tim Hardaway has a son in the league, currently plays for the Dallas Mavericks. Tim Hardaway played for multiple teams, but his late career success came with the Miami Heat. Here is Tim Hardaway on his son, but he's with Udonis Haslam and Mike Miller on the OG podcast.
Would you like to see your son in the Heat jersey? Do you think it happens before he retires?
I've been trying to get him in the Heat jersey, and he will not be wearing my number if he gets on the Heat team. He will not be wearing my number. Do you understand me?
I agree.
See how I walk now? It hurts when
I
walk.
That's why my jersey's
right,
out
that's
there.
Why my jersey's out. You are not going to wear my jersey. Then my wife be like, well, why not? Because he's not.
I agree. Based on the fact that my up there too, my ain't coming down.
Yeah, my ain't come. No, yeah. Well, you know, no, you might do something to jeopardize that.
Hey, quick.
I'm not going to have you let you have that.
I agree.
No, I agree. No.
Wait, what is going on here?
Tim Hardaway, you know, has a son in the league, and he wears the number 10.
Right.
That's the number he wears after his dad, Tim Hardaway's junior. Tim Hardaway's jersey is retired for the Heat.
Yeah.
And he wants his son to finish his career with the Heat, but he says, you're not wearing my number because you'll F it up. I don't want you effing up my number, and maybe they'll take it down because you ruin it. So that was just a clip of them talking.
Okay.
We're going to go to a guy who has real John energy, Tyler Reddick. You might not know who he is. He is a NASCAR driver, and he finished second in a race yesterday, I believe, to America's favorite NASCAR driver, Kyle Larson. We all love him. Really down home. We love that guy. But this is Tyler Reddick talking about his team and maybe how they might have screwed up.
You know, I mean, we're running just wide open enough in turn one and two that, you know, he could kind of defend pretty well. So it's frustrating. I feel like we were never up front really all day long until it got to the stage end. So, yeah, we had a really good nasty beast way to Camry and, you know, just stupid mistakes on pit road. You know, same different year, right? Like, it's kind of frustrating. So we'll continue to work on it, but a good rebound for our team today.
John would blame the pit crew. If things didn't go well.
Oh, no, for sure.
Same bleep, different
year. It's you playing the sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. If the show's not good, it's all because of you.
Obviously. We're going to move on to Draymond Green. He actually talked about basketball this time. If you missed the game yesterday, the Warriors were tied with the Celtics 21-21, and then the Celtics went on a 22-1 run to end the first quarter, and then the Warriors went on to lose by 50 points. Here's Draymond Green. I talked about the Suns being unserious. Maybe the Warriors were unserious yesterday. Here's Draymond Green talking about how they decided to defend the Celtics, particularly Jaylen Brown, where they sagged off of him and he knocked down multiple threes.
Well, I don't think we really played a full defensive strategy to kind of dive into that. We didn't implement. We implemented our strategy like 15 minutes before we left the locker room. I thought it was fun to try. I was actually all for it. Like, let's try it and see if it works. If it don't, oh well.
Okay.
He said they implemented their strategy 15 minutes before the game.
Oh, wow.
And it showed.
So I was watching the pregame, and they were talking about how the Warriors needed to show everybody that they were going to be, even though they're a play-in team right now, that they needed to, you know, make a statement in this game. Yeah, they made a statement. They suck.
Well, when you enter a big game on ABC and you decide, what strategy are we going to run? Oh, the one we just dreamed up 15 minutes before the game started?
How is Steve Kerr doing that?
I don't know.
He just got a $50 million.
Well, that's why.
It is crazy that the Warriors, what they've become, is just, this is not even recognizable. Yeah. It's kind of wild. I'd rather just see them break everything up and hit reset. I mean, I think it happens next year. Could have happened this offseason, but it will definitely happen next year, I would say. They'll break everything up. I'll bet you Loudmouth is gone. Old man Clay will be gone.
You think
he retires or sticks around, Clay Thompson?
It's one of those things where do the Warriors want to be a team where they see those stars who built that thing, they just happen to go play someplace else for a couple years, or do they just say, hey, we'll bite the bullet, we won enough, and if it's ugly, it doesn't matter, we want to keep these guys in our uniform for their entire careers?
That's a real bad, like, you're not doing your fans and your season ticket holders. You're doing them a disservice if you do that.
Well, I mean, and
I get the emotion, but I guarantee you those fans are not even excited about going to games anymore.
Well, I don't know what they're – I mean, they still have Steph, so I'm sure that's a thing. But, dude, it's tough. But that team – those guys giving you four titles, do you jettison them just because it's over at the end, or do you just let them retire gracefully? I don't know.
Well, you want them – you'd love it if they retire, but if Clay retired, that'd be great. No. But at the same time,
if they gotta move on, they gotta move on.
Gotta go.
That's because you guys are heartless.
Yeah. No, pretty much.
We're gonna end with LeBron, your favorite guy.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron gets the 40,000 points yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, but on Sunday or Saturday. But for the first minute, I already cut it out because it was actually LeBron being introspective and, you know, talking about thanking people and how they got him there. But then it became about, you know, everyone hating on LeBron. I don't know what he's talking about, but you'll listen to it and make your own determination.
Besides my family and my friends and my city, and then some people in my city as well, because we even know some of them people. To be quite honest with you, everybody wanted to see me fail when I got to the league. Everybody was just like, it's no way he's going to be able to exceed, you know, the expectations that's put upon him.
I thought he was going to be. In his rookie year, I said he's going to be unbelievable.
Now you're one of those people who hated on him.
And who wanted him to fail? Everyone wanted to see him succeed.
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be people who want you to fail, but LeBron's narratives he creates are so weird. Like everyone doubted me and was against me. Actually, you were literally everyone's favorite because you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which used to be a big deal when you were a junior, your games were on television televised on ESPN in high school.
Who wanted to
see
you?
Everyone couldn't wait to see you. LeBron is just such a drama. It's unbelievable. I just wish he was like more normal so we could all just really, like, I'll never not appreciate his greatness. Never, ever, ever. He's the most amazing athlete ever seen to do this for 20 years.
He's one of the John's one of the guys he thinks he's talking about.
He was talking about John.
Mm-hmm. No,
there's
probably
two people he hates more than anything: Caitlin Clark and LeBron.
Ooh,
wow. No,
are they top two?
No, I don't hate either of them.
Nah, it's LeBron and Megan Rapinoe. That's the list.
Who do you hate more? Megan Rapinoe.
See, look at him. That's the list.
Megan Rapinoe or Kobe?
Megan.
You hate her? Kobe's been... Wow.
Yeah. No, he hates Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Even with the allegations surrounding Kobe?
No, well, yeah. But,
he hates Megan Rapinoe. Jeez. And she's done nothing... She's never had to go to court for a criminal case.
Kobe was just guilty of, you know, just trying to appropriate Michael Jordan's identity.
I mean,
that's weird. Right. If you take,
and that's fine, if you because take if his, you were if you're idolizing Michael Jordan to the point where you tried to be him, then okay,
yeah. But he gets mad because Kobe tried to take his Chicago lineage and his faux Louisiana heritage has been called into question with Caitlin Clark versus Pete Maravich, so now his Cajun side, which isn't really in his blood.
It really kind of is.
It's through marriage.
Yeah. No, but my daughter. I paid LSU a lot of money.
Do you wish?
I paid LSU a lot of money.
It's not through blood.
If you pay the school, you get to root for
them.
Your dad to tell you, do you wish your mom was born instead of your mom having Greek heritage? Do you wish she had Cajun heritage?
No, I love my mom.
Do you love your Greek heritage, or would you rather have Cajun heritage?
No. I enjoy.
You never talk
being
about
both.
Your Greek heritage.
No, I know. And then
are you
the Greeks
embarrassed
let
of
me
Greek?
Know about that too. But that's
they
fine.
Do.
I don't care.
You're just Italian, John, and then you're half.
But then
a Greek.
When it's convenient, I bring on my Greek. Yeah.
When is it convenient? When you're at the
when you want to get
the
a
mechanics.
Greek fest?
When you're at the Greek fest.
At the Greek
I thought
fest.
The mechanics too.
Convenient.
Yeah.
I think you
mentioned that. Andrikopoulos, my mom's.
How does it help you at the Greek fest? They give you free food.
Yeah.
Just because you're Greek? That's a bad business plan.
Kind of Greek.
It is. No, half Greek. Thank you.
He's half Greek. Yeah. It must be right around
you're
the corner. Like,
you're always half of me.
Okay.
Oh, he said you're half a Greek.
Oh, he called me a half a.
What does that mean? What's so funny about that guy?
Never mind. It's time for you to talk about Allstate signing.
Let's think about Allstate. One thing that's not funny is when it's hot outside or when it's cold outside. If you have leaky windows, that weather finds its way inside your home. The warm air that's trying to warm you leaks out, and the cool air comes in. During the summer, your cool air leaks out, and the warm air and the humidity comes in. And it wreaks havoc with your energy bills. Did you know that you can reduce your energy bills by up to 40% with brand-new custom-fit windows from Allstate Windows and Siding? The windows are actually made here in Texas. They're not made in China. They're not cheaply made windows. They're made here in Texas specifically for the weather that we face, which is different than a lot of different states. And what you're going to get are windows that help reduce the noise outside. They help to improve your energy efficiency. They make your house look beautiful from the exterior. And they are also going to add an extra layer of protection for you since they're double pane, double strength. Whether it's a complete siding job that you get a big discount on or windows, which you get a big discount on, you must mention that you heard about it from ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and you will get the hookup. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Give them a call today. Let them come out and quote you on a price to get your home the makeover it deserves. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. So we got a couple of callers in here. We got some stuff that we have to get to. So we'll do that. But let's get some callers in here because we told them if you call, you'll get in. Chris, he's got a question for Lance. Hey, Chris.
What's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, Lance, I watched the draft this weekend. First of all, I don't know if it's this way around your house, but I watched it with both my boys. They're 14 and 12. And I love having them ask me questions if this is a good 40 time for 320-pound offensive linemen. So it was a lot of fun watching with them for the first time. But just want to get your thoughts on two running backs. If Singletary were to leave, Jalen Wright out of Tennessee and Ray Davis out of Kentucky. I liked Ray watching him play this past year on TV, and then I liked Jalen's measurables. And then my second question, I'll hang up and listen, is last year when Ballard drafted Anthony Richardson, you hindsighted, you looked back and said, that was weird because that was the one guy he didn't speak about. He talked about the other guys, but he – So who's Ballard's guy that he's not talking about just as a fun prediction?
No, he actually did. Yeah, he did talk about Anthony Richardson. He really answered the questions I had. And he even told me at the combine, I said, you couldn't possibly draft that guy when we were watching. He goes, look at that guy. So you couldn't draft him. He goes, why not? I said, because you got to win right now. You can't draft Anthony Richardson. He needs time. He goes, Lance, my objective is to win long term for this organization. Whether I get fired or not, I got to make the best choices for the team. So he actually gave that to me at combine. And I was just like, yeah, whatever. You got to win now. You can't be taking Anthony Richardson. And he took Anthony Richardson. I really didn't get a chance to talk to him at all. We talked very briefly and that was it. So I don't know on that one. As far as Ray Davis out of Kentucky, really, really consistent, well-built, runs hard, would be a good fit here in Houston. Can catch the ball out of the backfield too, is talented out of the backfield. So he's one of those three down backs who is much more decisive than Damian Pearson. And Jalen Wright is, to me, he could be the first running back off the board. I've got him second to Jonathan Brooks, but, you know, Jonathan Brooks is coming off the ACL tear. But I think Jalen Wright is really talented, can run one gap. Can run the outside zone, one cut. And he's got pretty good burst, but was in a running game that makes it a little tougher on running backs. Lighter boxes, but you got to run everything between the tackles. I think Jalen Wright is a really interesting choice. I just don't think the Texans, I think he goes in a second. I don't see the Texans spending a second round on a running back. So I think they would rather, Ray Davis has a better chance, I think, of being a Texan from Kentucky than Jalen Wright, just because I know what their needs are. And I don't know about you, John, but I don't feel like running back is necessary. We'll see what happens in free agency.
So Saquon is, according to a report, I don't know if it was Graziano, somebody from ESPN, says the only running back that's going to make over $10 million this offseason is going to be Saquon. If that's the case, go get Josh Jacobs. Because if Josh Jacobs is going to cost you less, Josh Jacobs is maybe even better suited for this offense.
Re-signed over there, too, though.
But apparently Motor is the guy. They're going to re-sign Motor.
They love Motor.
Yeah, but they're going to add somebody with him.
Yeah.
But you know what? You get another Motor. You get another $2.5 million guy. Don't go get a Josh Jacobs in a Motor.
I think Christian Wilkins should be 100% should be one of the targets for the Houston Texans. I think Christian Wilkins, a defensive tackle, you go draft in the fourth round a running back. That's fine, third maybe, but probably fourth round running back. You can find guys who work in this offense. I can give you some
if
guys.
If you get Christian Wilkins, is there an edge guy that'll be there at 23?
I have the Texans trading up in this draft. My mock draft, I'm finishing it now. I have them trading up for a corner. I thought about edge.
But defensive line is their number one
priority.
Well,
so here's the thing. There has been, I don't know if you saw this, Aaron Wilson, who's pretty tied in with agents and whatnot.
Jonathan Renard, yeah.
Yeah, he said that. There's mutual interest. And I think what happens is the agents, what happens with the combine. So here's what happens. Agents go to the combine. They're supposed to be in no tampering or whatever, blah,
yeah,
blah,
right.
blah.
Whatever.
But they all talk at the combine and pre-combine. And what Jonathan Grenard's agent might have found out is maybe there won't be the market for him that he thought. Maybe there will. I don't know. But if the Texans feel like the market is going to be something they're willing to do, and maybe they think, okay, you know what? Based on how we have the board rated, we're going to attack defensive tackle on free agency. We can re-sign Grenard. And then we'll draft a corner. Like, I'm just giving you a hypothetical. They could look at it like that and say, so we'll use free agency to keep our own, to go get our biggest position in need, which is interior defensive tackle, and then we'll target a cornerback in this draft. That's an example, or a wide receiver, because you can't just fall in love with one position. But how the draft shakes out, I have the Texans making a move up to pick number 19 with the Rams and taking Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo. And Nick was aggressive, not just last year, but Nick is one of those few guys who will trade up in a draft.
What are you going to give up for four? Move up four spots?
I mean, you may have to give up your
third.
I would say third, and maybe you flip flop your fifth for a sixth. Maybe you flip flop your fourth round spot for their fifth round spot, something like that.
Yeah,
well, you may have to do that. But I would, if you had a chance to do that, and you get a guy, he ran 4.33 at the combine. He jumped high. He's a good cover guy. Had a great Senior Bowl. Really good on tape from Toledo. I mean, Nick is in win now mode. And I think the Texans are in a mode where you can start being aggressive. I think you're going to be competitive.
Are you going to win now with a rookie corner? Maybe.
Well, I think when I say win now, I mean it's better to do it now. Get that guy on the field now and let him go through his ups and downs now. Yeah, he's going to struggle.
Is he going to be better than Stevie Nelson?
In the long run, yes.
Yeah, in the long run, but this year.
Yeah, and I think there are moves you have to make. I mean, you could keep Steve Nelson and play him at nickel if you want to.
Yeah, you're going to call it.
Because here's the problem.
We got to find out what that market
is
going
to
be.
Here's the problem. You got to, with doing mock drafts right now, free agents, it doesn't even, these are just nothing. Because
yeah.
Free agency will change everything. And if they, you know, if they sign Steve Nelson, maybe they have a different opinion on
it. Yeah, it changes everything. Let's get David in here. You shouldn't even do mock drafts before the free agent system.
Tell my editors.
Right. David, what's up?
Well, 27 years in, fellas, I made it. I made it, 27. I just want to thank all my family and friends for making it, listening to this show for this long. I'm so proud of me. But I do know, I heard the voices, I saw the posts of all the haters out there in my town saying I couldn't do it, saying I couldn't listen this long.
No one said that.
Mm-hmm. But here I am today.
No.
And so this show, I'm proud of me, number one. But to the teachers, to the friends, supposed friends who said I couldn't, I did it. To all my haters, I'm still popping. Now I want to tell you two, you keep talking about me because everything's about me.
Okay.
And I'll be seeing another 27 years.
I don't know if you will.
Well,
B, not this show for 27
years. No, you're not getting this show for another 27.
We'll both be dead 100% because Gilbert's already.
Oh, yeah, Gilbert's already set. So is David the Lance of callers who's making it all about himself?
I think that was LeBron-ish more than
Lance. No, I know, but it's also Lance-ish, and then you're making it all about yourself.
No, I just bring up things just kind of route them their way into my life. Somehow I'm like a 2 degrees of Lance Zierlein.
Right.
I don't have anything to say about
LeBron. So now you're like Kevin Bacon.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I don't have anything to do with LeBron. There's no connection between me. You're the one, I didn't bring it up, you're the one that brought up Steve Smith had a game that was similar to my, you know, hypothetical game that we talked about.
Well,
3 catches, 26 yards.
No, I was bringing up the fact that Steve Smith went 3 for 26, and you think you could do that.
Well, and we also were talking about more depth, and Lance just, and Daniel Jeremiah, and Lance just made about himself.
That's
I was
true.
Saying a nice thing about Chris Mortensen.
Well,
let's hear from DJ.
We'll do that on the other side. We'll actually do
can you
that.
Avoid making it about yourself?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure.
100%.
And speaking of listeners who have been listening a long time, we got a new advertiser, Kent Jones from DreamRate. Kent has been listening to the show. He's a guy that has been doing. He loves mortgages, dude. I don't know how many advertisers that I've had over the years. I've never had one that is more excited about what he does or has given me more information. I've got pages and pages about the mortgage game. Okay. Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, okay? It's Dream Rate. And it is a guy, this is a guy who loves, and he loves to do mortgage, and he will do your mortgage. And I'm telling you, it's a small shop, right? He has no overhead. So here's the deal. I can almost promise you this. You will literally save thousands of dollars on that day that you sign those papers for your mortgage. You don't think about this. You let, okay, well, I've got a realtor, and the mortgage company's going to do this, and the title company's going to do this, and you just accept all of that. You don't have to accept all of that. Literally, thousands of dollars will be in your pocket that day. You will save thousands and thousands of dollars that day when you sign your mortgage. They offer Fannie Mae, Freddie, FHA, VA, all of the different loans. While it's small, listen, in this case, smaller is better because he gives you that attention and that attention to detail and saves you money that other mortgage companies are not going to. So you want to go with a broker. This is the broker. He's a listener. He loves our show. He will love you and you. You are going to get your best deal from Kent Jones at DreamRate. Here's the deal. If you're looking at buying a home, 975loans.com, 975loans.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.